468 just saying Richmond and Syracuse.
468, how can I help you?
Okay, this is really weird. This last guy that was on the bus, I don't know if there is something wrong with him. He sat here from Rose Quarter all the way out here writing down his whole family's name, their birthdays and everything, and he was talking in such a monotone that I could not understand him. But he said, just so you know, you need to know where all these people are. And I don't know if he's in trouble or what the deal is, but he says that he knows where he's going. He looks like he's all there. He would just, I've never had anybody write down their whole aunts, uncles, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, this is where they live, pointing in each direction. So I'm kind of confused.
You're confused. I'm impressed. I can't remember half that stuff. I would say it's probably just a disability of some sort. I would not worry about it. Did he look like he was going to be harmful or anything, or did it just look more like maybe a disability of mental disability of some sort?
You know, I've been on this run for the last year, and I know everybody's faces out here. And I have never seen this guy before, and he was very calm, but I was just kind of concerned when he handed me over that paper and said, you need to know where these folks are for me.
Okay, so he gave you the piece of paper with all the information on it?
Yes, he did, and it is both front and back.
Well, that sounds like you got a lot of birthday cards right now. I'm just kidding. Okay, just hang on to it. Where did he go?
So he was walking towards Lombard. He said he was getting on the 75. I did give him a day pass. Hopefully that gets him to where he's going.
Okay. I wouldn't take it as anything other than, you know, he was just... I honestly don't know. There's so many disabilities out there. If he did not look like he was going to be harmful to himself or to anybody else, I would just chalk it up as an interesting experience. Just hold on to it in case something does come of it. And then the end of the night, you can throw it out.
I am headed back to the garage, but now I'm 10 minutes late, but I wasn't going to sit here and cut him off.
Nope, I appreciate that. Sometimes that's all people need is just somebody to listen to them. You did the right thing. And I hope you have a good trip to the yard.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. 2104.